Welcome to the Cognitive Warrior Podcast, where we present and discuss current events involving law enforcement and our communities. So we find ourselves in a very unique time as the nation and the world continue to deal with COVID-19. Regardless of our personal thoughts on whether this is an actual pandemic or some subverted means to push agendas, the fact remains that we are all being impacted by this COVID-19 situation. I think this is an opportunity to discuss how the warrior ethos and the Pelian principles can assist us in overcoming this COVID craziness. So I want to remind us of the warrior ethos as we discussed within the cognitive warrior aspect. So as a reminder, that warrior ethos is a way of life that applies to our personal and professional lives as well, and it defines who we are and who we aspire to become. So again, keeping in mind, the warrior ethos is available to all of us who are willing to put in the work, not just military, law enforcement personnel, or those involved in conflict. This is an aspect that is available to anyone willing to put in the work. It is not easy. That's why not everybody's willing to do it. So now let's do a recall on the Pelian principles. Remember, there were 9 of them. And basically, these were a set of principles that helped to establish not just law enforcement and their role in keeping the peace, but also the role and responsibilities of the citizens in keeping the peace. So this was the original agreement that said, hey, we all have a part to play in maintaining our safety and well-being. So with a reminder of the Pelian principles, we're going to focus on specifically principle number 7, which reminds us that the police are the people and the people are the police. The only difference being that the police have chosen as full-time work that which is incumbent upon every citizen when it comes to keeping the peace and maintaining law, order, and civility. So we've reminded ourselves of the 2 core concepts from the Pelian principles and the warrior ethos, what that warrior ethos needs, where it comes from, the Pelian principle, everyone has a responsibility in maintaining law and order. So we're reminded with that warrior ethos that it needs a set of morals by which we live. Again, I think this is where the wheels start to fall off. If we sat down and truly asked ourselves as a nation, what moral values, ethics, and virtues does America have or believe in today? I think the answer is muddy. I don't think we have really thought about it correctly in quite some time. Some of the things we did to remind us of what this nation was about, we no longer do. We no longer say the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of every classroom across the country, as was done when I was growing up. I don't think we still have the same belief in the entrepreneurial fortitude and spirit, which is what allowed us to become America. I think we're quick to lash out at those who think differently. Now, I need an asterisk here about thinking differently. This does not mean we should accept the views of those who are looking to create violence, upheaval, and unnecessary dissent. We've got plenty of that going around. But there's no reason to be yelling at each other just because your team's different than my team. That's unnecessary and resolves nothing for us. So let us assume, and I know this is a dangerous thing to do, but let us go ahead and assume we suddenly are reminded of the sound morals, ethics, and virtues, and we have implemented them today. Helping one another, standing up for those who are not able to, doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do, etc. Whatever that may be, we've decided to be those things we think we should be. So under the current COVID climate, we have been asked to do some very extraordinary things in this country. The main one is stay at home. Work from home if you can, and then we labeled some folks as essential personnel or businesses. I think that what you've really learned about essential businesses and personnel is there's not too many things out there that aren't considered essential today because we rely on somebody else to supply us with everything we need to go day to day. Even restaurants are essential. Maybe not congregating there, but having the opportunity for someone else to provide the cooking is of great value. So you see grocery stores open. There's still a lot of people working, providing services to us that we need. Under today's society, how we're geared, we're not producing our own goods anymore. So the unfortunate part is we're already seeing folks who want to take issue with being told what to do. And I get it. When you're told, it's like being grounded as an adult. We've had a large number of gatherings of people in violation of the rules, which are in effect right now. Well, the problem is the police are going to be the only ones who show up to deal with these folks, and there's no good way to do it. And you can see them, they're all over YouTube now, and the news is starting to cover them. And these will get worse as we continue to be sheltered in place. We yell at them, they yell back, words are spoken, hands fly, and then there's a huge outcry as to why the police did what they did. So again, regardless of whether one chooses to adhere to the warrior ethos or not, it does not preclude them from following the rules. They still have a role to play in maintaining law and order. In this instance, not exceeding the number of people at a gathering would have been a really good start. No violation, no police involvement. Now that being said, unfortunately, we have to come back to law enforcement officers and put an awful big weight on their shoulders that no other profession carries on a day-to-day basis. And that is, that profession is the only profession required to forego human nature and always be the adult. This is virtually impossible from a human nature standpoint. If you want to get into that, you can do some research into social psychology, the social studies, human behavior, etc. The things we ask our law enforcement officers to do are difficult, if not virtually impossible at best. And they're the only group of society that we demand this from. We don't even train ourselves as citizens to behave as adults. Now, that being said, as officers, we need to keep in mind the current state of affairs. Many people are stuck at home 24/7 with family going on 2 or 3 weeks, depending on where in the country one is located. We know for a fact domestic calls skyrocket during the holidays when family is spending only a few days together. This is going to be worse, especially since we have deemed alcohol as an essential business. Think about it. Every law enforcement out there knows what I'm talking about when we talk about extended family gatherings and alcohol being involved. So knowing this going into these situations as law enforcement officers, we're going to have to take a little bit extra time, again, safety permitting, to communicate with these folks. We have to do a better job of not letting anyone get under our skin all the time, but especially now. As the police continue to get out of the house and work patrol, some will claim, and already are, the rules don't apply to you as you're not at home. You're out doing whatever you want. Well, clearly they're not doing whatever they want. They're responding to some people who refuse to follow the rules. So understand there is no one who was or is prepared properly for this way of life. We are a social species in spite of what some of us may claim. We have to have gatherings. We have to be around each other. Social media can only do so much. Video can only do so much. And that's a big piece of information there for a lot of folks relying on video training. So understanding what we are asking of our law enforcement officers to the members of our communities, the same goes for us. Law enforcement has never been in this position before. There has to be a learning curve. Yes, while you are at home, they are still out working just like many others, doctors, nurses, grocery store employees, etc. They're not the only ones. However, the difference is part of a police officer's job is to ensure the rest of us are following the rules right now, including the unpopular ones. If you truly have a real issue with the rules and actions of your government or our government, depending on what it is, take it up with them, not the police. Law enforcement officers are not in a position to make those changes. Trust me. Police officers do not like the current state of affairs any more than anyone else, but right now, it is what is being asked, and it is reasonable. These law enforcement officers aren't able to go out and do the things they normally do to relieve stress that's built up from dealing with the rest of us who are going off the deep end. So they are having as much, probably soon they will start having more issues with being able to cope with people wanting to break the rules because these men and women are going out day in, day out, being inundated with complaints, being yelled at, spit upon, or whatever else, and then they have no outlet. Their gyms are closed. The parks they may have gone to are closed. The sports they were participating in are no longer available. So whatever you think you're feeling as a citizen, understand these men and women, and this includes your doctors, your nurses, everybody else who's continuing to work day in, day out, they have no outlet. And they are gathering these things that require an outlet at a much faster pace than the rest of us. As this crisis continues with COVID-19, our parts will become more critical. We all need to be willing to step up and help someone spinning out of control. And just as importantly, be willing to let someone step in when we are spinning out of control. These are unprecedented times for us. We are being asked to do extraordinary things. Just staying at home, as we have all learned, is extraordinarily difficult. So I just want to remind everybody, and this is every citizen in this country, we all have a role to play. We are all going to start having a difficult time the longer this goes on. But those folks who are going to a physical job every day, putting in those hours, those grocery store folks who are dealing with people coming in and running and trying to take all the toilet paper because somehow the flu means you're going to need toilet paper, they're having to deal with it as well. Doctors and nurses are having to deal with this out of control aspect for many of our citizens. Help each other out. We cannot afford to push these folks who are working every day, day in, day out, to the brink where they have no outlet, they have no way to release all this angst and anxiety that we are putting on them as a community. We don't want to put them in a position to do something that everybody will regret. Help them out. Help yourself out. Remember, we are all building up all this anxiety and our outlets are missing. Again, I mentioned earlier, many people play sports. They're gone. You can't do it. Many people just gather with each other out to have a meal and you can't do it. It's done. Some people will go to the park to watch kids play sports. Done. It's not there. It's not available. I have to say it's interesting. Went to the park the other day, a big wide open park, not closed yet because it's a wide open space. There's no actual gathering. It's people there going to exercise. Normally you'll get a hi, hello as you walk past each other on the sidewalk. Nothing. Nobody's saying anything to each other. You get glares as to why are you out here when I'm out here. Already we're seeing the impacts of the paranoia that's been created. I think a good bit of it unnecessarily. We won't get into who we think is responsible for that. What we do know is we're each responsible for our own actions and how we deal with this. So take a moment, remember what you're doing, how you're doing it, and how it's impacting not just others, but yourself as well. So keep in mind some of the things that we have to do that we should have been doing anyways, that personal protection equipment, which for many of us is soap and water, hand sanitizer, those types of things. Make sure you're using it appropriately. If you're one of the folks that got caught up in the initial wave and ended up hoarding a bunch of product, don't keep going out and buying more. Allow other people to have day-to-day needs met so that we can relieve some of the stress that folks are feeling when the first thing they feel they got to do is get up and run to the store for paper products. Let's start making sure we look out for each other. Give each other space. They want you to have, 6 to 10 feet between folks. Do that. It's not that difficult to do. Our natural need in this country is 6 to 8 feet anyways. Go out and get things only as you need them. Try to plan a little better. You've got time to do that planning. You can replace, I'm spending a ton of time doing stuff around the house, yard work projects that I probably have no business taking on, but I now have the time. Things like that keep me from going out and adding to the trouble. So again, to wrap this up, remember your PPE, personal protective equipment, soap and water, hand sanitizer, be aware of those around you, help each other out. And as you look to embrace the warrior ethos, specifically the cognitive warrior, remember to ask yourself, are you doing the right thing at the right time, in the right way, and for the right reasons? And continue to be the reader, the writer, the thinker, and the fighter when needed. Until next time, stay safe, stay alert, and stay informed. This has been the Cognitive Warrior Podcast, and we want to thank Audacity for their open source podcast recording software. Theme music from filmmusic.io, The Descent by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, license CC by creativecommons.org/license, and the Gallagher Westfall Group for Leadership Test and the Reader, Writer, Thinker Fight.